When I started farming, it was just me. I was a one-man show. I had no other workers, no other management input. It was just me. I had one tractor at that time, and for about 4 years, I was the only worker on my little farm operation. But I had a mission. I was going to earn a living growing crops. That was my mission, and something in my heart led me to believe that I could do it. I can do it. I can earn a living for my family growing crops, even though it's not a large farm, even though it's not a lot of workers, even though it's a one-man show, I believe that I could fulfill my mission statement, earn a living growing crops. Well, at times it was difficult because there was a lot of work to do and there no second shift came in. Nobody came in to do something while I was away. If I took a vacation, it all was there waiting for me when I got back. And it was a bit overwhelming, but I had motivation. I was driven to succeed. Even though I was a one-man show, I believed that I could be successful earning a living growing crops. So let's talk about the kingdom of God. We're each workers in the kingdom of God. If you're a Christian, then God's given you something to do, but it's not a one-man show. It's not entirely up to you to get anything done. Sometimes it's entirely up to you to do your part, but God wants each of us to pitch in, to work together, to share the load, to be equally responsible in the work of His kingdom. The mission statement of the kingdom of God is make disciples. That's it. That's what God wants us to be busy doing, to nudge people along one step closer to that person that God wants them to be. Maybe they've never made a decision for Jesus, to ask them about that. Maybe they're a believer, but they've slipped away for a season. We can encourage them. We can help them get back on track. We can talk about what God's doing in our life and ask them that same type of question. What's God doing in your life? We can do our part in the kingdom of God. It's not a one-man show. We work together. We each have responsibility. Well, here's something we have to watch out for. Sometimes this type of attitude creeps in. We begin to believe that it is a one-man show, and I'm not the one man. The preacher is the one man. It's his job. It's his responsibility. It's up to him to represent the community, the kingdom of God in our community. We wouldn't say that out loud, but that's what we believe in our heart. The work of God in our community is, that's the preacher's work. It's not really up to me. It's up to him. Well, we need to encourage the preachers and the pastors and to bless them and do what we can to support them. But the best support that we can possibly give them is to work alongside of them, to do our part in the kingdom of God, to convey to them that we realize that it's not a one-man show. It's all on you. God has given each of us responsibility. He's divided the load, and I'm willing and anxious to do my part. I read about a mission worker who started a day with this prayer each day. God, give me opportunity today to affect one person's life in a way that would matter for eternity. Well, how about that? Well, God wants that prayer to spring from my heart, and He wants that type of prayer to spring from your heart as well. God, I want to have my eyes wide open, my heart open to see what I can do today that will matter for eternity in somebody's life. I can be kind. I can be helpful. I can talk about what Jesus means to me. I can point to the creative genius of God or the bigness of the grace of God or whatever opportunity God might give us. He wants us to be faithful. He wants us each to do our part. God, help us to realize that we each have responsibility in the kingdom of God. It's responsibility, but it's opportunity as well to pitch in and do our part. And God, help us not to have the view that says, well, it's really a one-man show, and that one man is the preacher. God, help us not to think that way, but to look for opportunities to do our part in your kingdom. God, help us to realize that you'll help us. You'll help us to see the opportunity, and you'll help us to be involved when the opportunity comes. God, help each one of us to do our part in your kingdom.